All right, Barker, you think Shohei Ohtani is happy with his decision?
Absolutely. You wouldn't be? No question.
416-870-0590, *591-888-660-590. Let's face it, folks, this game was pretty much over when Shohei Ohtani hit that home run. No, I mean, it was.
You nailed it.
It was. I mean,
I was thinking the same thing.
It just was. It was like the air went out of the whole place at that point in time. The Blue Jays losing to the L.A. Dodgers 12-5. Dodgers had 19 hits. Shohei Ohtani now has as many home runs at the Rogers Center this year as Bo and Vladdy. And, well, we, you know, for one memorable Friday afternoon, we thought we might get to see a position player pitch at the Rogers Center. We did tonight, except it was Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. 416-870-0590. I mean, I'm storing this stuff up, Barker, for the last two innings. Give me a break. 416-870-0590, *591-888-660-590. Hey, if you were here and you booed Shohei Ohtani, tell me how you felt when that ball went over the right field fence. I presume there will be people who have questions about Vladdy and Bo Bichette taken out of the game tonight. It was kind of a mercy pull as far as I was concerned on the part of John Schneider. It was, look, the Dodgers lineup is great. They've got Hall of Famers at the top of the lineup. But I thought I saw the white flag waved a couple of times by some guys in that look, I guess it's been a tough spell for the Jays. They're now a game under 500. But there was an awful lot of non-competitive at-bats out there. Gavin Stone, with all due respect, he was good tonight, but, I mean, he really didn't have to compete that much. What was it, 93 pitches through seven innings?
Yeah, I mean, there was some empty at-bats in there for sure. Look, I think you got to start with the offense of the Dodgers, right? I mean, I think that's sort of what we expected, at least from the first four or five guys in the Jays order, to hunt mistakes. Not so much hunting pitches all the time, but just hunting mistakes, right? And if you're Chris Bassitt, right, you just don't throw hard enough to throw it down the middle, right? Sinker command wasn't great. The cutter command, you know, threw a couple of breaking balls in some bad spots. You do that to really good hitters who are just hunting middle of the zone until they have to compete. And you know, because they have tremendous talent. You just look at their lineup, Jeff. Six guys had at least two hits. Seven guys had at least one RBI.
He threw eight different. I mean, Bassitt threw eight different pitches tonight. He was just looking for something to work.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame him, right, when the sinker's not working. He is basically a sinker-cutter guy. A lot of the sinkers have to be, you know, located, right? He can backdoor it to a righty. He can throw it into a righty. He wants to throw the cutter away, tunneling off the sinker, right? He was trying to do that, but when you miss to really good hitters, they are just sort of looking right down the middle. You can see that, right? They're taking those really close pitches on the edges because you can't hit that as hard. And then they thinking, you know, most pitches are human beings. They're going to give them one. If you let them, they will throw you one down the middle sooner than later, but you can't miss it, and that's what they do. It's just that nice, simple, easy, not taking big daddy hacks over and over again. It's just nice, easy approach, and ball flies off the barrel. So, yeah, I mean, there were some good things. I think we need to mention that. You know, Jansen hit the home run. He had two hits. Brendan Little got his first punch out. I mean, that's Barger had a nice play at third. Springer had an 0-2 double, so there was some decent things.
You're searching, my friend. You always tell me that. You're begging. You're begging.
Well, let's be honest. Dodgers are a better team. So occasionally you just got to hit small steps. Right? You take small things away from games. You try and build off of that. And, you know, it is only one loss. So you got to do the best you can do. I've been on some teams like this, Jeff, where nobody's hitting. And it's you're walking through lockers handing out the big boy pants. Like, it's that time of the season to where
week,
you just gotta weeks. You gotta get. Yeah, it's not really. I mean, you just started this show by saying how they looked optically. How do you think they feel? Well, I can tell you how they felt, because I felt the same way for a very long time. And it's not the greatest of feelings, and this is the big boy pant thing, so hopefully they can turn it around.
Jeff in Toronto, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hi there. I just want to say thanks for having me on the show. Listen, I looked it up a couple days ago, and 25 games into the season, the Jays had three less wins. We also had 25 less runs. I feel like for anything to happen, I feel like for anything to happen in the front office, I hate to say it, but I don't think we can make the postseason this year for something like drastic to happen. Your guys' thoughts? Thank you for having me on. Sorry.
Yeah. No worries. I mean, right now they're game under 500. They don't look like a postseason team to me.
But definitely not offensively.
But offensively, no. Definitely not. No. The pitching is, you know, tonight aside,
it's been really good.
It's been really good. I think you got to give them a little bit of leeway. And, you know, let's hear, we'll hear from Chris Bassitt later on, and maybe we'll get a sense of what his thoughts are in this. But, look, the offense isn't good. The lineup's not good. The top three guys, the guys at the top of the order, you know, there's been some signs of life from George Springer, but still a lot of empty calories. And Vladdy and Bo are, this is the worst they've been since they've been Blue Jays. This is the one of the few times I can remember them both being this bad at the same time. And I mean, what do you do? You know, we talked about it in our show. I think you need to sit Vladdy. I just think you need to give him a day off. That's going to be a couple of days. People are going to say, he's, you know, well, you've benched him. Yeah, at this point, do you care? At this point, do you care? You shouldn't. And frankly, you know, give me Schneider, Clement, and Barger. Let them go. I'll see those guys play.
Yeah, it's a fine line. It's a fine line if you're the manager, right? I mean, these are the guys you're counting on to help carry your team to the promised land.
And yeah, it is. But it's this is a test.
You said this
a couple of times, though. This is a test for John Schneider. You've got to sell what you're doing. You got to sell what you're doing.
Good luck. Good luck.
Okay, keep running them out then.
Well, absolutely. Good luck. I mean, you've heard this from the front office. I mean, if you want to blame anybody, blame the front office. Like this, they were the ones coming into the season saying the core and the first four guys are going to take us where we're going to go. And in what, 27 games into the season, you know, you're flipping it to bench guys and guys who are 26 guys on your team. I mean, look, I'm for sometimes just letting a dude walk away for a couple of days. I think Hall of Famers have done that. There's nothing wrong with it. But
we talk all the time about Chipper Jones saying how he'd go up to Bobby Cox and say, Coxie, give me 72 hours.
Chipper Jones, the Hall of Famer. Chipper Jones, the Hall of Famer. I mean,
but
that's,
you know,
that's
what
the
happens.
Difference.
You know, yeah, but you also know as well as I do, if that happens tomorrow, you know what the storyline's going to be. Vladdy's benched. Bo's benched. I'm not saying I don't agree with that and I wouldn't do it. Does this coaching staff have the stones to do it? I don't know. I haven't seen anything yet that suggests they will. I think it takes a certain – I think you got the stones to do it. I'll see. I'll see.
Think you have to have better options, too. I'm not sure they have that.
Well, for one game, they don't have it.
You're searching.
They don't have any better players. They don't have any better players than Vladdy or Bo. But right now, they're not very good. I'll look at the other guys. I'll see the other guys.
Yeah. The other guys aren't real good either.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's fine. Well, you make up your mind. You were the one saying that they should give guys a couple of days off.
No, not guys. A guy. You're not doing that, Bo Bichette. I'm sorry. You ain't going to do it. I mean, he's already that 2-7 hole. He ain't doing that. Like, he just – right now, Bo doesn't have good rhythm at the plate. He ain't doing that to Bo. Now, Vladdy, again, sometimes you got to look at the individual, look at the player, and know what would help him out. Forget about the team. What would help Vladdy? If you think that would help Vladdy, giving him a couple of days off, then you walk up to him, have a man-to-man conversation with him, and that's what you two come up with, then do it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what other people think about it.
Yeah, well, you know, there have been a lot of things done around here that haven't been done the way you would think they ought to be done.
That's fair. Yeah.
I mean, let's put it that way. There have been things have been handled differently here than you would have seen other organizations handle it. But you know, you are right. I lumped Bo in there as well. To me tonight, Bo looked defeated in a couple of at bats.
That play
at
rhythm.
That play at second base. You know, it was a Vladdy throwing the ball to him over the guy's shoulder. I mean, it was a tough play. The tag wasn't made. You could see Bo, like, he was really fighting it tonight. Then there's a lot of that been going on around this
Sucks
place.
When you ain't hitting. When you think you're a really good hitter and you ain't getting it done. It stinks.
Otis and Hamilton, you want to talk about Ohtani?
Listen, boys, thanks for giving me a chance to talk. Barbara Blair, my favorite. What's wrong with Toronto fans? Shohei is a great system in this game. And hear the crowd move it.
Okay, you know what? We're going to get Lotus. I know you're going to have to call us. You're going to have to call us back because I want to get you on air because I like the point you're making. So, guys, let's get Otis to call us back and see if we can put him on. In the meantime, where do we want to go next? Do you want to go to Jason? Let's go to Jason in Toronto. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, good, good. Well, I mean, I just watched the Jays lose 12-2 and give up 19 hits, so I've been better.
Yeah, so I was there with a massive crowd with two of my son's friends and my son at the game tonight. Listen, the Dodgers are a tough draw for sure. It's not going to be an easy game. But the thing that really frustrated me was, again, just the culture. I'm really, like, as the season goes on, I'm looking closer at Schneider and the culture of the room and what he's sort of setting. And it didn't feel like they were prepared for today. It really didn't. And culturally, I feel like they should really hate losing and be a little bit more competitive. And when Bassett was struggling, I've watched a lot of baseball games, and when Bassett was struggling, it was clear he just didn't have it tonight, and that's okay. Like, he's a battler. He, you know, he's not going to do it every night. But he didn't have it, and we had no game plan. We were very happy to just sort of let him run. You could tell they were just thinking about pitch count, thinking about eating innings. They're not thinking about winning. They're just not – they don't hate to lose. They just sort of accepted that, okay, it's not his night. You know, it's going to be one of those games, and sort of threw in the towel. So curious to hear what you guys think about that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I mean, I don't know about the whole clubhouse culture thing. I do know this, 6-0, if I'm, or even 4-0, 5-0, this team doesn't score more than 5 runs at that point. I am thinking, frankly, about keeping my bullpen fresh and everything. And you know what? Again, will it be interesting to hear what Chris Bassett says? Unfortunately, Chris Bassett had to wear it a little bit because you've got 2 other games coming up here against the Dodgers. There's absolutely no guarantee that this won't happen again tomorrow. And, you know, I just think I don't disagree with you entirely. I think we had John Schneider and Pete Walker on today, and they talked about the importance of limiting the damage. And I think that can, you know, even when you're down 6-0, I think you have to limit damage. But as far as the rest of it goes, I mean, Kevin, it's hard. If you're not hitting, it's hard. Like, you know what? That's how you look like a dead-ass team. You look like a dead-ass team when you're not hitting. You just do.
Yeah, the whole team's not hitting. I mean, Varsho has been hitting, but, you know, that's – when you have your best guys having the at-bats that they're having, sort of an empty at-bat. It's like the runner on third when Vladdy comes up against the lefty and swings at the first pitch sinker down and away. Why are you doing that? Like, it's just like some of the at-bats just don't make any sense.
Oh, the Vladdy at-bat, you know, I mean, don't get me started about that. I mean, it's as I said, I thought tonight I thought I saw some non-competitive at-bats, and I just don't know. I think guys are so frustrated right now to the point where they don't even, you know, Vladdy waved off the bat boy tonight and went over and picked up his own bat and carried it off. I really got the sense that They're a defeated group right now, and I don't know what changes this. Otis, you're back, my friend. Thank you for your patience.
Barker, Blair, hope you can hear me okay.
Mucho better, night. Otis. Much better.
Oh, I'm glad. Right outside the Blue Jays game, it's busy. Listen, it's a bad night to be a Blue Jays fan, but it's a great night to be a baseball fan. I was so disappointed to hear the Blue Jays booing Ohtani, but listen, first inning, smash is a home run. Everyone else booing, standing up and cheering with my Ohtani jersey on. What's wrong with Toronto fans? Answer me that. Have a great night.
I don't think there's anything wrong with booing a guy. I mean, this city booed, well, hell, I'll tell you what. Hockey fans in this city booed Bobby Orr. Yeah. Fans from back in the day will remind you that Bobby Orr used to get his ass booed in Toronto. For what reason?
He's one of the greatest
players of all time. I mean, this was completely understandable, you know. And I think here's the thing: I don't think people are pissed off at Shohei Ohtani. I think they're pissed off at the whole thing surrounding Shohei Ohtani. And you can't boo the media. You can't boo Jeff Blair. You can't boo John Paul Morosi. I mean, you can't. Yeah, who are you going to boo? Well, you're going to boo, you know. You're going to boo Shohei Ohtani. I don't have a problem with that. Like I've said, I will never tell you. You pay your money. You can come out here and do what you want.
Go for it.
You can come out here and do what you want. I do know this. I don't think Shohei Ohtani cares whether or not you boo him or applaud.
He could care less.
I just don't. I mean, Alex Rodriguez used to get booed here. It's some pretty good games here. David Ortiz used to get booed here. It's some pretty good games here.
Did Ohtani look like he cared?
No, of course he doesn't care.
Well, there you go.
Of course he doesn't care. But that doesn't mean I have a problem with people booing or taunting.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't. You know, as long as you don't throw stuff at the guy, as long as you don't step over the line, I have no problem with fans booing.
There you go.
I have no problem. Nor do I have, frankly, Kevin, there were folks wearing Ohtani jerseys here that were standing up. I don't got any problem with that either.
No, he's a great player.
He is a great player.
Great player.
But I'd still boo him probably if it was me.
Well why
just
didn't
cause.
You? Why didn't you?
Because I'm in the press, but there's no cheering or booing in the press box.
Well, you've been tooting that all week about everybody stand up and boo Ohtani. I mean, you should have been leading the charge.
No, I said I would do it if I was a fan. I'm entirely within my right. I'm not going to do it in the press box.
Absolutely.
There's stuff all boo in the press box. But
don't let somebody tell you what you can and can't do. You bought your ticket, do what you want. Just be nice about it.
I didn't buy my ticket. I got my press pass going.
I'm not talking about
you. Well, okay. Well, you said, why aren't you standing up and leading the boos? Well, there you go. John Schneider was asked if there's anything positive he can take from tonight. Really? Well, anyhow, this is the clip.
It's over. that's a tough one. You know, that's a tough one. It's, you know, a really good pitcher and didn't have his stuff tonight, and they beat us pretty good. So, you know, the guys, they fought, you know. It's tough, you know what I mean? It's tough for guys to come out of the pen. I thought they did a good job doing that. But yeah, it's a tough night.
Yeah. I don't know what else John Schneider's going to say. They got buggy whipped by a team. By a team that does that to a lot of other teams too.
Jeff, right now, if their starter does not give them a quality start right now offensively,
they're toast.
They're borderline, don't have a chance. I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, he faced 10 batters, give up 6 hits, walked 2 guys, give up 6 runs in the third inning. Like,
yep,
that's a no-no. Like, you ain't offensively right now, just the quality of a bat back-to-back-to-back is just not there. You can see how the Dodgers, I don't want to say we're passing the baton, but it was free and easy, the approaches. There wasn't a lot of thinking going on up there. Go up there and hunt a mistake. You get it, don't miss it. I mean, that's a pretty simple approach, right?
416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. It is Blue Jays talk. 12-2. The Dodgers have beaten the Blue Jays. A 6-run third inning, 19 hits. 5 hits for the Blue Jays. I mean, I guess the good news is this is one of those games that used to take 3.5 hours to play. It only took 2.5 hours.
Hey, on the bright side, they got Tyler Glasnow.
Dan, now you're looking for a bright side. Jeez,
they got Tyler Glasnow tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Look on the bright side.
Okay, you're being sarcastic. That's good. And there's a bullpen day Sunday. Apparently a bullpen day Sunday.
Wow.
So you got the Dodgers right where you want them. And,
could still win the series.
Aaron Arnasi, what's up?
Not much. It's Saturday morning here, so I got all excited to get up and relax and watch the baseball game. But I have to say, watching this offense, it's pretty much unwatchable. I know it's baseball and teams will go through a bad run and stuff like that, but this bad run seems to be lasting almost a year and a half now. It's pretty frustrating. And I think that the frustration for fans is going to turn to apathy if this regime doesn't, you know, start figuring this out. They've put all this money into the stadium to bring the fans out, but they have not aligned it with a quality offense. And I hold Atkins to blame. I don't know if Atkins is even the guy to fix it. I don't trust him to fix it. This is the issue. You know, even this after what we saw last year, we obviously needed some upgrades on offense. And IKF, hey, listen, he's done a good job, admirable job, but he was not the guy to sign. You know, we've got all these guys brewing in the minors. You talked about it earlier. You'd rather see Barge or you'd rather see Schneider, Clement, you know, Aurelvis Martinez. Well, they're blocked right at the moment by a guy like IKF. And
Vogelback. Yeah, they're not. Sorry. I mean, no. I was just going to – I'll let you continue because I know the point you're making. I'll let you continue.
Well, sorry. Thank you.
I'm going to call from Ozzie, for God's sake, so I'll just shut up and let you talk.
No, I actually do really enjoy listening to you guys. Like, I mean, even on my days off work, I listen to your podcasts and stuff while I do my groceries, everything else like that. So it does make me feel like I'm back at home at times. But yeah, just like I hear you, he's not blocked. If they really need to make a change, they'll make a change. But it just was perplexing. You got a guy like Vogelback who's been brought in solely for offense, yet he doesn't get on the field at all. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's very confusing. And I just, as I said, I think there's a big change that's required, but I just have no faith that Atkins can do that. He's an amazing at building an elite pitching staff. Nobody can question that. But you can absolutely question his finger on the pulse in regards to the offense. And I'll say one last point is, even Teoscar Hernandez, to see him there today, it was sad. It was a kind of sad watching him in that Dodgers uniform, knowing what he was like for the Jays. And, you know, they traded him, and I think they probably misunderstood, maybe it's not him, but how important he was to the room. They probably thought that Vladdy and Bo were ready to lead the team, and they just haven't been. They've just shown that they're good players, lots of talent, but probably not mature enough to run the show. And, you know, and that's why they bring in a guy like Turner. They're hoping that maybe he can recorrect. But I don't know. Just lots of frustration. And, again, you know, you really want to get by, support this team. But I do worry that eventually fans are going to have enough unless this offense turns it around.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Aaron. Thanks for that. You know, look, your point is really well made. It worries me as well. You know, it doesn't take a lot for this city to turn on a team. And this team is always – the Jays are always going to be compared to two really tough teams to be compared to. Back-to-back World Series winners with a couple of Hall of Famers. And the 2015-2016 team that was just we've talked about this. Attitude, edge, a bunch of guys that had their careers saved, a bunch of guys, frankly, who owed their careers to, you know, things the Blue Jays did for them. It's kind of hard to recapture the magic of those two teams. And, yeah, it does concern me. I took a little grief last year, Kevin, if you remember, on the when Ross Atkins did his news conference at the end of the year. I came on and said, you know what? I think ownership deserves better than what it's gotten from this front office. And a lot of people said, well, you're just being a shill for ownership. No, I'm not. I mean, they're sinking money into the stadium. They're not complaining about it. And, you know, and they're sinking money in the payroll. When's the last time you have heard a Blue Jays general manager complain about payroll and not having enough money to get stuff done? So they've been given the resources. And the caller's right. The starting rotation is the most expensive starting rotation in baseball, which is good because it's pitching well. The lineup's not. And I'll say this as well, Kevin. You know, if if you're going to spend 2 years telling me that Bo and Vladdy are the core of this team, maybe try to sign the core up. I'm just saying, if you're going to peddle that, maybe try to sign them up.
Yes, it's predictable. In the offseason, we said they needed a couple of bats. They brought in one at bat. Well, they brought in a couple of guys, that one guy that nobody else would give $15 million to, another guy who is an aging center fielder who is going to try and do something different because he's not getting paid, and just putting the ball in play and being the best nine-hole hitter that gets a bunch of hits in baseball. Like, this is predictable. We talked about this, right? It's just a lot to ask, and it's just not getting done. So,
416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Let's take a break and come back and hear from Chris Bassett. My feeling is you're going to want to hear from Chris Bassett. It's Blue Jays Talk with Blair and Barker on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. The Blue Jays losing to the LA Dodgers tonight. Chris Bassett, no bueno. 6 runs in the third inning. This is Chris Bassett, or was Chris Bassett, after the game tonight. And if you know anything about Chris Bassett, you know that he does love him some long answers. So let's take it away.
Tough loss, but there's always takeaways. What did you get from tonight's outing?
Adjustments got to be made.
What kind of adjustments do you think? I know it's early yet, but
yeah, we'll find out.
Chris, when you get into a situation like that, is there any sort of a snowball effect when one guy gets and then another, or is it just all individual at bats?
Yeah, just they have a really good lineup.
Chris, you had the bug that was going around last time out. You recovered from that. Where are you at with that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
What do you want
him to
say?
There you go.
What do you want him to say? What do you want him to say?
No, I'm not, but I'm saying that you know Chris Bassett. He does like him some verbiage. And I'm not complaining, but I'm saying that's the state that we're at right now. Chris Bassett giving one-liners. Did you ever think you'd see the day? If you did, you lying. If you thought that he would ever sound like that. I don't blame him. We'll see. Adjustments. Let's wait and see. We'll see. I wonder what adjustments he's talking about. I guarantee he's not talking about adjustments to pitching. I wouldn't think. I don't know. John Schneider was asked what he says to his team after a loss like this.
No, they get it. I mean, those nights unfortunately happen. You know, it sucks to be on this side of it, you know, and you're on the other side sometimes. But they're professionals, you know, they get it. That was a tough game, and you move on. You know, that's the beauty of baseball, is you got another one tomorrow.
Yeah, and tomorrow it's Tyler Glasnow facing you.
Yeah,
Kevin, I'm sure you've been in teams that have had their ass handed to them. What happens?
Yeah, the last thing I want to hear is from the manager. Period. I don't want anything to do with the manager. When I get my butt kicked and I'm not doing my job, well, most of the times I'd be in the minor leagues, but when I wasn't doing my job, he's the last person I wanted to hear from. It's basically like, thanks, Captain Obvious. That's basically what it is. I mean, no offense to any manager, but sometimes a manager just needs to not say anything. And John's exactly right. They get it. Like, again, baseball is very individual. If you're not getting your job done, when have we come on these shows and talked about the first four guys not getting it done? It's very, very individual. So those individuals hopefully know what they need to do better to go into wherever they going into to hit baseballs to get better. So, yeah, I mean, it's – John came on the show today, and what did he say? He said, it's normally what you swing at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I guess – I don't think right now that's what it is. Like, I think that's a probably a bookend to things that were happening before that. But when you add all of those things together to, you know, some doubt that creeps in. They're human beings. A lot of dudes have doubt when they're not doing well. And right now you're seeing a combination of a bunch of all that stuff.
Let's squeeze in one more call. Gee in Maple.
Guys, what are we doing here? Like, seriously.
I mean, I'm putting together a high-quality radio show. I don't know about you.
Well, I mean, we're 200 games in here, like, you know, over the last year and a bit. Well, we're 200 games. Sorry?
No, we are. You made the point. We made that in our show as well. This does seem like it's 2023, yeah, game 200. Like, Rob Manfred's decided the regular season's going to be 200 games, and, yeah. It's hard.
And we got to be honest with ourselves here. This team just isn't good. We have half players. You got one catcher who can hit, one who can play defense. You have a first baseman who's overrated. We have a second baseman. We have nine of them on the roster, but we only have two outfielders. We put this kid in left field who's never played a game in his life in left field. And with all the pressure he's got, now you're going to throw that on top of him too. He put this pitcher in tonight to face the two best hitters, the two best OPS players in baseball. Throw him in there, let him play and ruin his outing. Even, you know, he got out of it. He pitched okay, I guess. But I mean, it's just every single week. I don't think there's a week that goes by that Schneider does something that I just shake my head at, and it just is driving me crazy. And to be honest with you guys, as a Blue Jay fan, I would rather see them lose the next 10 games. Get rid of this manager. Get rid of this front office. They're losers. These guys have never done anything in 30 years with Cleveland or the Jays. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, let's be honest here. This team, we can't keep saying, oh, well, you know what? They're not swinging at these pitches and that for 200 games. Are you kidding me? You know, and you guys made some really good points. You know, $15 million for IKF, $10 million for Kiermaier. You know, that's what, $25 million you could have used for other resources to get a bat. There would have been a bat somewhere. And now I'm hearing that they might go and trade Manoah for Yelich or make some sort of deal like that. Then why didn't you just sign Bellinger instead of give up assets? I'm going to hang up and listen. I just hope they start playing the rookies. I would rather watch them lose with the rookies playing than these bums that are playing right now. Have a good one, Bud.
All right, Key. I appreciate it. Well, I don't know about that. You know, I'm okay with, you know, if the rookies are 22, 23-year-old prospects, I mean. But, I mean, again, Gee's frustration, Kevin, I think he's speaking for a lot of people. You know, it's the same point we made. Well, lineup wasn't good enough last year, and it was you knew what you had to do in the offseason, and for some reason this front office weren't able to get it done. And
yeah, I mean, the pitching's good enough. In my mind, it's good enough. Like, there's a good enough arms in the pen. The rotation, for the most part, will be good enough. They'll figure it out and give them a chance. It's just offensively, you can see it. Chris gave up the home run. It's almost like the home run was just sort of, I don't know if it felt like game over, but, boy, it sure looked that way. So that's the feeling they got to get past. They got to figure out a way to somebody get hot that matters, that can carry a team for a while. And that, for me, ain't Varsho. That has to be one of the guys that are at the top of the lineup. Somebody's got to get hot for a long period of time. And hot means hitting six or seven home runs in a week. That's hot. A week.
Well, let's see now. Dante Bichette is in town today. He was on the field. Let's see if good things sometimes seem to happen when Dante Bichette is around.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Goderich and Port Elgin. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com, Canada's number one rust.